are actually not from the Sunday reading, but they are Epiphany reading. Now, do the young people know what the Epiphany means? You are going to tell me much? Comes from a Greek word, aphenia, which means a manifestation or revealing, or somebody suddenly sort of a veil being removed and seeing or observing something. So we, of course, celebrate Epiphany because the wise men came to worship Jesus. Now, Epiphany actually is not today. It is, come on, no adults join in. Let's have a go with them as well. What is the date of Epiphany? 6th of January. And do we know that some people are going to celebrate Christmas actually on the 6th? We do know that. Wow, that's brilliant. That's great. That, yes, that is true, because that is actually the original date of the celebration of the birth of Jesus. But now it is only the Eastern Church that do celebrate Christmas on that day. Yes, it's a long story. Project for you young people to go to the net to find out and tell them that why it happens. Yeah, you are going to do it? Yes. Now then, I guess it is understandable that I'm going to talk something about the gifts Jesus received. But I want us to know that what sort of presents you guys received. Bruce.
Barbies.
Now I am going to ask, can I take a liberty and ask another question? Why somebody gave you Barbies?
Because it was on our Christmas list.
That was the Christmas list. Why did you put that on your list?
They
really look grown up. Barbies can be grown up as well. So, now you're going to tell us that what did you get at Christmas? You did tell us on Christmas Day, but a number of people were not there.
I got a football kit.
Football kit? Why somebody give you a football kit?
Because I like football.
You like football. So you see in yourself some sort of a future football. Is it going to be professional in some team? And you know what? You probably, your team would need a chaplain to remember you. Alexandra Masan, what did you get?
Games.
What sort of games?
Nintendo games.
Right. Why did somebody give you that?
I like playing games, it was on my Christmas list, so I got games. Unfortunately, there was a slight problem with one of the games, but that's
okay.
It's solved.
Right, Sam, are you going to tell us? No, you're not going to tell us. You, myself? No. I've got one there, but too young yet to tell. Yeah, I know.
Two empty boxes.
Empty boxes.
find a robot BB-8 from the new Star Wars movie.
Why is somebody getting noodles?
Because I put it on my Christmas list. It looks, it looks epic since my cousin Logan got it. You can control it from your phone or your iPad. I downloaded the app on my iPad and now it's always zooming around my living room.
Wow, thank you, thank you.
Jesus did get. Which one in the list is the first one he got?
Oh, can you get the box out? Yeah, we read those who came and they brought.
Come on, young people. Which one was the first? Gold. Come, come, son. Are you coming? Are you okay?
Yeah. Right, are you going to open the box? Don't worry, there is nothing dangerous in it, I can assure you that. Yes. Right, and you pick up which is the gold. Ah, like this, they probably opened their box here. Haven't they done a good job? And they brought. Sure, the gold.
Yeah, brilliant, isn't it?
Thank you, so you're going to hold this one there that people can see and leave the box with the rings. Yeah, and
right, what comes on the next on the list?
Princess.
Come on.
Can you tell me from these two packets which one is princess? Pull this one up. Well done. Come on and show them.
that you have got, frankincense and Johann. And the third one. Come. Now yours is easy one, because that is the only one. I had a big pack, but I don't know where it disappeared. It's only just a little bit left.
Right, so could you please come and start here?
So show the just people those your bags. So come on, young people, and the old people, and the middle-aged, and whatever. So, what are the three gifts?
Gold.
Myrrh. Why did they bring all these three gifts to Jesus? You raised some first hand, and Ruth.
Don't worry, that's the symbol. Yes, yeah. That's brilliant, brilliant. And you, my child?
I was going to say symbolize.
Symbolize, yes.
You know that Epiphany, we celebrate that it is the manifestation of Jesus Christ. But I believe, and this is the sentence I would love really to become a slogan for us in this church, that in Epiphany, actually, God was, in these symbols, in our readings I will explain, God was manifesting his manifesto for all humanity. God manifesting his manifesto for all humanity. Anybody can say that? God manifesting his manifesto for all humanity. How? Gold that symbolizes Jesus' king. Frankincense symbolizes Jesus is priest. And myrrh, sorry. But because it is so precious, that's why it is so good. And it is actually the symbol of death. Because when somebody died, they wrapped them in, when they wrapped that, the myrrh was put as an ointment. For instance, when Jesus was buried, and the guys, they brought all those spices, this must be one very much present. Now, raise these three ones, that these three actually manifest something about who Jesus truly was and is and will be. Because if you look the old order in the ancient world, who owned everything? It is the king. King owned everything. So if you look the sacrifice arrangements, king was the one who provided. Priest was the one who offered the sacrifices, and victim was, of course, the one who was slaughtered. So Christ the provider, Christ the intercessor, and Christ himself the sacrifice. So that is all these three symbols, what they mean. Now then, thank you, Larry. You have been standing for so long. You can put them there. Thank you. Well, can we give a big hand to our kids? And I think that if the parents permit, then this gold can be eaten by young people. So who shall I make in charge of this? I make one of the church wardens in charge of this one. So any blame, it is on the church warden, not on the rector. You know that I said earlier, God manifesting his manifesto for all humanity. So one was that this is the truth. He is the king, the priest, the sacrifice. But I hope you registered the Old Testament reading. There is a break, you know, that God manifesting his manifesto for all humanity. And that is from where I actually made this sort of a slogan for ourselves. Then the passage begins, "Arise, your light has arrived." Of course, the message was for the Jewish people, but the hope was in Messiah. But the purpose for them to rise and shine was not to just enjoy it and lighten each other's darkness. But if you go further in that passage, and if at home you can read those six verses, Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 6. And verse 3 is that so nations may see the light. We have, of course, celebrated Christmas, and brilliant it was. Everything we did, we said, we preached, we sang, all was on that we are the people of the light. The first Sunday, the 20th of December, when these flower arrangements were made, and 8 o'clock service, I came, and somebody said, "Gosh, you look so happy." I said that who wouldn't be happy looking at these beautiful flowers? They just fill your heart with joy, because all that was being said in those flowers as well, Christ, the light has arrived. Look those lights. Look these lights. Look, pay attention to our carols. All is that the light of the world has come, and we are the people of the light. Brilliant, isn't it? But then comes the responsibility. Arise and shine. Why? Because the others may see the light and be saved from the darkness. And how I pray and wish that as a church, we truly not only rejoice in that we have received the light, but also be challenged and take our challenge serious, that we may shine out so people may come out from the darkness into the light of Christ. So at the start of the new year, I pray truly the prayer Paul prayed for Philippians, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe. But I also pray for a soul that the fruits of the light of Christ, goodness, righteousness, and truth may be seen in and through us. Amen.